Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 5th of July, recording at 9:27 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Quiet day in stock markets. That started in Asia. Not much changed there. But markets have been quite firm recently. In Europe, we saw a little bit of profit taking. There were a couple of exceptions. The FTSE index was up a tiny fraction, 0.1%, and the Swedish market had a small gain. Elsewhere, we saw mostly small losses, although they ran to 1.32% for the Spanish market. Italy was also down, so we can assume some further concern about possible debt problems, or not possible, but debt problems in the peripheral Euroland countries. That's not going to go away, is it? But on with the review. Not a good day here on Brazil, down 1.33%. I believe Brazil has about the highest real interest rates in the world. I think that was in the fantastic gold report that I posted yesterday. NASDAQ was up a fraction at 0.35%. We had tiny gains, tiny declines rather, very tiny declines for the Dow and the S&P. And let's see, Toronto was also a little bit higher, 0.29%. Long-dated government bond prices, which had been pretty weak recently, they firmed a bit. The U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar index is firm, but that's because of the euro weighting. The euro is definitely weaker here. It's fallen back to 144.16. And against sterling, and those are the two biggest constituents, particularly the euro in the U.S. dollar index that I referred to, which is firmer. But the dollar is down against the Aussie. It's down against the Swiss franc. But it is up a little bit against the Canadian dollar in here today, but not big action. Where we did see some big action, though, was in precious metals following the 4th of July holiday. And gold bullion, as I speak, is up $18.70. That's at 515.77. Platinum up nearly 25 to 17.41.50. Palladium up to 7.74. Silver had the biggest gains, and that's up $1.84 at 135. Up $1.84 at 35.55. And industrial commodities were all higher. So that's the metals, that's just about everything. I see the only declines I see in commodities today are lumber, and which is down $6-7, and the cotton market was just a tad weaker. Everything else was on the upside, including corn, which was battered last week, as were most of the grains. Corn up 15.75 cents here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's been a barnstorming couple of weeks, three for some of these markets, but mostly over the last 2 weeks for global stock markets. A good technical rally, a very good technical rally, making the June lows quite an important support level to monitor. The rallies are overbought on a short-term basis. So again, I think I mentioned this yesterday, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a pause, little bit of a pullback and consolidation in here. But my view is that provided these stock markets that have participated in this rally, provided they hold approximately half or more of those gains during a consolidation and then extend that rally, that would be very positive a reconfirmation of the June lows. Another way to look at it also is that markets will have to take out the June lows, the June reaction lows, to switch or to reverse what remains quite a favorable technical development here in the last fortnight. Now, why could that happen? Why could they take out that June low? Well, we've got the European problems, but I think that's mostly priced in. And the biggest risk for me would be that commodities do better than people are currently expecting. And crude oil in particular is the one to watch. One day, and did I mention that? I'm not sure I did, but I said all the industrial commodities were higher. But WTI, 96.81 here today, that's up 187. And Brent will certainly be higher as well. And Brent was up $2.19, takes it back up to 113.58. That's still well below the highs, but there's no room for complacency in here because we know that supplies are tight. So a spike in oil, that would be the biggest problem. If that happens, the June lows are going to get taken out for sure. But there's no compelling fundamental reason for oil prices to spike once again. So I would be hopeful that that won't happen in here. But it's more finely balanced than I would like it to be in terms of percentage possibilities. I'd say it's 60-40 that it won't happen, maybe better than that. Maybe that's too conservative. Maybe 70-30 that it won't happen. But it's something that needs to be monitored on a day-to-day basis. The charts will show us. Another stumbling block for equities, now I'm looking at risks in here right now, will be second quarter earnings. And I think we'll get more downward revisions because of the slower GDP growth. Again, that was caused mainly by the spikes in commodity prices, particularly crude, and also some monetary tightening in the growth economies. So I think earnings will disappoint in the second quarter. Will they start improving in the third quarter? Well, maybe. Maybe. Let's see. So that's another factor to contend with. Now, on the positive side, valuations I think are not bad, and they're quite attractive in some markets, particularly the markets that we particularly like, the Fuller Money themed markets, and not least the growth economies of Asia. Those markets look attractively valued to us, and we like the continued growth prospects. We like the relative performance of the ASEAN sector. China and India, which are obviously two hugely important markets in the region, and they've improved over the last fortnight. We need to see the progression of lower rally highs taken out to indicate that a major upturn is underway. I think that will happen before the end of the year, it could quite possibly take time. So slightly overbought here on, in the short term. I don't think there's any reason to do any heavy selling against that background because of the positive market action that we have seen. But you might have noticed, I think it was it on Friday? I think I took my profit in the NASDAQ future. And I'm playing this commodity bounce here because I bought gold yesterday and I bought silver and platinum in here today. And I also have some natural gas that's cheap, but it's been a laggard and I won't hang around too long if it's not performing. What about the long-dated government bond markets? Well, prices came down with a thump during the stock market rally, and so they can push a little higher here as we get a pause in the stock market rally. And incidentally, in that, if these stock markets do pull back without a spike in the oil price, as I expect and hope for, that they can pull back just in a normal consolidation, that would create another buying opportunity. Long-dated government bond prices may firm a little bit. That means yields come down a little bit, give up some of their recent gains. That would probably provide more shorting opportunities in the bond futures. I certainly wouldn't want to be buying any investment longs in these markets. Much too much supply, much too much evidence of stagflation in the developed economies, Germany excepted, where growth is clearly better, and much evidence of actual inflation in the growth economies, which are always going to run a higher inflation rate. So don't like the long-dated government bonds. As asset classes go, I like equities. I now like precious metals because I mentioned yesterday that we had, in the last 2 years, we've seen gold establish its lows in July. We had a low on the 1st of July, and we're due for a bit of a technical rally here. We had the first signs in here today that momentum is now swinging back to the upside against a background of a short-term oversold condition, and that's helped to fuel rallies in a number of these commodities, and I think that could easily continue here because a lot of those had become oversold. In currency markets, well, I've got my dollar yen. In other words, I'm long the dollar against the Japanese yen. That's at 81.12 here today. It really is quiet in this range. It looks on the chart to me like it's support building, but there's a risk that it may just meander. I'll give it a little more time. And I also have the Canadian dollar against the Japanese yen. That's up a little bit in here today at 84.21. With metal prices stronger, I think the Canadian dollar ought to be picking up, and the Australian dollar as well. The Australian dollar eased a little bit in here today because the Reserve Bank of Australia has left interest rates on hold, and I think it pointed out that a combination of weaker growth in the economy generally and what they're anticipating is some lessening of inflation pressures in the short term. Over the next decade, we're going to have this off and on, in terms of commodity inflation situation. And as commodity inflation flares up, that's going to be bad for stock markets because it'll prompt central banks to push up rates. And it will also slow growth in its own accord. when commodity prices get the downward reactions in response to slower growth, that sets markets up for a bit of a firmer tone generally. Against that background, it's not hard to see why the ASEAN stock markets remain star performers, because they produce the commodities that China wants, and they're also good competitive players for the low-tech industrial stuff, and so globalization brings them a fair amount of assembly business, and some of the industrial work that China is no longer quite so interested in doing as China moves up the value and complexity ladder. And so the big story of the day, precious metals, and I wouldn't be surprised if we get a better technical rally this week in that sector, or a further technical rally in that sector. And these are still range bound, though, and but appear to be on course for that good performance from September onwards, and it may begin even a little sooner than that. On that note, all the best.